Looking forward to some beach days coming up.
Yeah, you're saying you...
October specialist.
Yeah, in the water October, but you're willing to go down and just have a, you know, walk on the sand and that now.
Oh, you can walk on the sand all year round. Yeah. It's just in the colder months, the water gets a bit nippy for me. And I look, I'll give you this though, because Tika always thinks she's the tougher one of us. She won't enter the...
What do you mean, thinks?
She...
There's a lizard story we can tell.
We can tell the lizard story if you want.
Actually, so, we'll do that now. But
she won't enter the water until November, and then she'll still moan and get out real quick. So she does not handle... She handles the cold weather worse than me. She wanted me to tell this story of something that happened.
Yeah, let's do that now. I'm going to bump my story because this is more exciting. You told me yesterday, and it's got to do with, you know, you think Tik thinks she's tougher than you.
So she thinks everyone listening to this story will be on her side. I actually think the majority will side with me because I didn't grow up on a damn farm.
Okay. You're a city slicker.
I mean, she didn't either.
But that's
what I say when she tells these stories where she's good with just manhandling, like, little creatures from the ground that I just wasn't...
Yeah,
like,
Alfred's point, you didn't get many, you know, critters down there that you had to deal with.
There was critters, but I just, like, had other things to do rather than just grab them. So she went and she's got... There's a lizard inside. She's gone and grabbed the lizard. And it wasn't, like, the tiny ones. It wasn't a gecko. Like...
Okay. It
wasn't a goanna, but it wasn't...
The way you're talking, she's picked up this damn big goanna.
No, it's like a skink.
Okay.
Or a skank or something like to call it.
I wasn't over there.
Like a reasonably sized one, right?
Okay.
Bigger than a gecko.
Okay.
So I'm just using
smaller than a goanna.
Smaller than a goanna, bigger than a gecko. So that's...
So gauge that how you like,
that's
guys.
The yardstick. So she's gone and... She is on lizard duty, right, because she's better with the lizard. She caught them as a kid with a brother, and she's even got the technique. You pinch them just behind the neck so they hopefully don't try and bite you. She does, even if they bite you, as long as you brace yourself, you're all right. She doesn't mind. So she went and got it. And so the next thing she's meant to do is just take it outside, like a normal human being. What did she do? She raced me around the house with it, just like pointing it at me like some sort of weapon. Naturally.
Your natural instinct was
I
to.
I ran.
Until I ran. You can run no more.
Until she cornered me into her bedroom, for which I jumped up on the bed, and then I ripped her doona off the bed and used it as a shield between me and the offending lizard that she was trying to attack me with. She cracked up, right?
Because I wish I was there for it because I'd even pick up.
She cracked up and then she goes, you're going to have to tell that on the radio, thinking that everyone thinks that her actions is the normal thing to do. And I'm like, no. Like, a lot of people don't like lizards and they don't like being chased with them. Like, I told you, and you don't want to be chased by a lizard.
Oh, God, no. I don't like them either.
The one person we told at touch that night, they were on my side.
Okay, so there's two people that have said your side.
Yeah.
Right. I think you got the win.
Yeah. So she was like, ooh.
Is there anyone that likes to be chased by lizards? 415-370-886.
Is anyone thinking I'm in the wrong? 415-370-886.
You think that is soft? 415-370-886.
Give us a call and then we're going to chase you with a lizard.